You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we show you how to upload your own ML models and deploy them with a single click. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk a little bit about machine learning models. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Hi, I am Shivani Patel, and I work on Azure Machine Learning, specifically machine learning for DevOps.
Fantastic. So let's talk about machine learning models. What are they?
So basically, Azure Machine Learning model is a set of files, right? So you have your pickle file, your dependency files to be able to run your model. It's encompassing all of that.
So it's basically a file or set of files that let you run the machine learning model. Now, in Azure Machine Learning Service, we had the ability to save these things into something called a model registry. Why don't you tell us what that is for those of you?
Sure. So basically, a model registry, in simple terms, it's just a model store. It's a collection of all of those files plus a bunch of metadata that we collect on top of it. So you make sure that you're able to track all the information related to your model.
I see. So if you're a dev, this is like a way of versioning your assembly or DLL files or whatever. It's basically the same thing.
Exactly. For data scientists to be able to, you know, store and version all of these models instead of just having them be in a bunch of files in their local machine.
Or emailing them to each other, which I know you do. You need to stop doing that. So what's new in the model registry coming up?
So right now, in the model registry, you basically have your model version, which run it came from if you did your training on Azure Machine Learning. How we're expanding is we're enabling you to actually provide the framework that you chose to have your model in, mm-hmm. as well as a framework version, sample input data, sample output data, input schema, and output schema.
So if I'm understanding this right, you're saying I can basically describe what I want to go in a model, because to me a model is just a glorified function that we're too lazy to write. We just give it data and it figures it out, right?
Yep.
So we're basically, all we have to do is tell it what goes in and what goes out, and I don't have to write a scoring file anymore? Is that what you're saying? I mean,
I'll correct you there. So if it's for certain frameworks.
Got
we're
it.
Introducing this service called no-code deployment. Okay. That basically for Onyx models, AutoML models, scikit-learn and TensorFlow Keras models, we're able to actually, you know, ask you to tell us what framework it is, what version it is, and we'll go ahead and actually create a driver file, basically a scoring file to run your model, create the image, and deploy it out for you. So all you're doing is providing your model some information, and you just let it go.
I see. So it's basically for certain styles of model, which are very specific. Like, because, for example, if you're making a GAN, that's kind of a weird scenario where you might need to write your own driver file. But for scenarios that are standard, like scikit-learn, you said TensorFlow and Onyx.
Onyx and AutoML models.
AutoML models. It'll basically, all you have to do is have a model and you can literally straight deploy out.
Pretty much, yeah. We have a very simplified, same way that you deploy models now. You just put in less stuff.
That's nice. So can we take a look?
Yeah, let's take a look here. So push back here. So basically, here is the new Azure Machine Learning UI. If you haven't checked it out, please check it out.
ml.azure.com.
Exactly. Fantastic. So basically what I've done here is I've registered a model before, and right here I'm defining the model. I can say my framework, the framework version. If you're doing an experiment on Azure Machine Learning, we can go ahead and store and extract that information and put it in your model attributes.
That's awesome. So there's traceability from where your model came from.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yep. So if we go back here, all right, let's register a new model. This is pretty much what it looks like.
So this is new.
Yes.
Because before, I know I wasn't able to upload a model. I basically had to do it in code, right?
Yeah, so now you can go ahead and upload, browse your model, register it. And so now if we want to actually look at the code for simplified deployment, all you're pretty much changing in your natural flow of, let me pull a workspace, which is basically your project. Let me go ahead and, you know, train my model. Now when I register, I'll go ahead and do what I just showed you in the UI, and then when you deploy it, you just have this simple line of code right here. So I'm deploying AKS here, define my deployment target, here is my model, I name it, we're good to go.
That's nice. Well, I mean, the thing that's interesting to me is how much more simplified it is, especially with things that we already know about. Yeah. Can you talk about this in the larger context of ML Ops? Because I've heard ML Ops, and I want to hear what that means and how this fits into it.
So basically, we have multiple different personas going out and deploying their models, right? So you have to understand certain contexts depending on what deployment pipeline or which stage you're at, right?
Sure.
So as a data scientist, if I don't work in Python, I want to go and learn a bunch of Python, write these driver files.
Right.
So what this pretty much helps you do is to start getting those models out quickly without having those intermediate stages of, let me create the image, let me learn Docker, let me, you know, understand the environment or what is the optimal resource to deploy my environment or deploy my model. And so what we're doing with this is creating a baseline to, you know, get the optimal resources, optimal environment to be able to run your model. So then you pass on those information to, you know, your DevOps engineer, DevOps pipeline, and it already has, you know, here's the optimal CPU, here's what the input and output should look like. Let me go ahead and do a deployment pipeline validating all of these. And I have that information from the model registry.
That's pretty cool. And so MLOps is like DevOps, but for ML. Right?
Amazing.
This is pretty cool. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I am just looking forward to getting everyone's input and feedback on this. It's a really exciting new feature, and I think it'll really help a lot of the data scientists or engineers out there that are trying to just get their models deployed.
This is awesome. So today we've learned about no-code deployment of models that you can literally upload today. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.